Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and I'm really lucky today to be joined by Mimi Emmanuel, who is a Hervey Bay local, and she is a number one best-selling published author on Amazon. Hey, Mimi, how are you going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Jussie.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll just let everybody know that you are Australian born and bred.
Yes.
But you do have a little beautiful accent. Uh-huh. And what's the accent?
My parents were Dutch.
Yeah, but you've just got an eloquent accent.
Oh, thank you. You're so nice.
It's beautiful. So I'd like to hear you speak.
Okay.
And we're doing a podcast, so that's a win for me.
Beautiful.
So I saw a post shared by a lovely lady called Irene. She shared that you're going to be doing a talk for Irene at Community Cubed, which is in the Wandering Teapot yes. coming up. And you caught my eye because here is a multi-book published author here mm-hmm. in Hervey Bay who's obviously got an amazing story to tell that, you know, how did I not even realise you were here? And you're actually going to be talking to people at the Community Cubed about mm-hmm. how to, or what is it called, what you're doing?
What do I do?
No, what are you doing at Community Cubed? It's how to...
How to write and publish a book is what it's all about, and a little bit about my journey as an author.
Yeah. So we're not going to rain on that parade and talk about how to publish a book. I think people need to come and listen to you speak and about that. But I'm sitting here at my desk and I've got, I think, six books that you've published and just now have launched another one, which I'll have to get you to tell me the title because I can't read.
It's the longest possible title. It says, "Be careful what you ask, pray for. A horse may grant your wish. How I broke my back in three places and why this may be a good thing."
Yeah, so I guess this book in itself is a little bit different to the other books that you've written.
Yes.
But this one I've asked you to speak about, explain about it, because you've written it about an experience here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So can you share just with the listeners mm-hmm. on how it is that this is your sixth book?
I think it is. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, it is.
I'll tell you what. It's not bad when you've got to count. How on earth did you come to writing about how you broke your back? Like, what inspired you to write a book about breaking your back, for goodness sake?
It is a bit crazy. This is true. This happened the same month that you started podcast, I think, February this year.
Yeah.
That's right. And so on the 23rd of February, I came off a horse. I broke my back in three places and ended up in hospital for near enough 2 months, first Hervey Bay and then Maryborough. And the people in Maryborough and Hervey Bay Hospital are so beautiful. In my world, they're angels sent from heaven.
Yeah, so this is a positive story.
Absolutely. Yeah. They are gorgeous. And I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for my beautiful daughters, obviously, but the staff at these hospitals, they are amazing. So as I get visitors in the hospital, one of my friends said, "Well, you won't stop talking about how beautiful they are, how wonderful the food is and all that. Why don't you write about it?"
Were they getting tired of hearing about it?
I'm not sure. But then I thought, do I want to write about it? And I go, yeah, I do want to say thank you because they're so beautiful. So then I started writing and I thought, well, what do I write? I can, you know, it's a bit like an advertisement, which it was in the end. But I thought I need to tell how this all came about, obviously. So then I wrote about how my daughter was getting me a horse so I could get the blood flowing in my back again. That was the plan.
Yep.
And it sure did. I just came off that horse. And anyway, that's how it came about. Book.
That's fantastic. And I want to touch on what you said about sharing a positive story, which mm-hmm. is exactly what I'm doing every day with Everything Fraser Coast, because it is human nature to get caught up into dwelling on negative what's happening. And you'll hear the story, bad feedback or someone's bad experience will get told over and over again. Mm. But people that have a good experience, it doesn't tend to get told.
True.
So our journey is overlapping in some ways there, Mimi, because it's wonderful that you're also sharing some great experiences.
Yes. Honestly, I said if I ever needed a good hospital experience, this was it, truly.
Not that you're hoping for another
one. No, absolutely not. But, I mean, if that had to happen, it truly was. It was very, very good.
Yep.
And the food was excellent. Like, people, but true. Like, really, it's just excellent. There's a menu. Okay. You can pick from it.
I'm not saying this in a negative way.
No.
But one thing I've learned from being in hospitals several times is that you know when you're really sick because hospital food does taste really good.
It does.
It does. When you're really sick, it does taste really good. But as you get better, you go, now I'm ready for something a little bit different. So that's fabulous. So that book title again, I'll get you to tell me again what it's called.
Okay, it's called, it's a crazy long title. It's called Be Careful What You Ask, Pray For. A Horse May Grant Your Wish. How I Broke My Back in Three Places and Why This May Be a Good Thing.
Can I just ask you, don't tell me if it's a spoiler, but what's the wish? Be careful what you wish for.
Okay, what I know is not a spoiler. What I wished for, because I had actually not been that well before I rode the horse. I was riding the horse to get better. That was the plan.
Yep.
And I had been praying and wishing for a readjustment and a recharge. That's all I wanted. I said, all I need is a recharge. And some people would say to me, you know what you do? You hold on to an electric fence.
So the horse gave you a bolt.
Oh, I tell you what. No, that's the weirdest thing. And I've run this past people and no one ever said to me, yes, I know what you're talking about. And this was so bizarre. As I came off the horse, and I think as I was flying through the air, I'm not quite sure, but as I'm coming off the horse, I get this insane pulsating of electricity through my spine. And it probably was my spinal cord getting caught or something. I don't know. I'm not medical. But it was that bad that I was saying, then I landed. And then I say to my daughter, lift me up, because I was incredible. It was like a pulse of electricity going through my spine, up and down, up and down, up and down. I go, lift me up, lift me up. And she goes, like, hell, I'll lift you up. She's thinking spinal injury, right?
Yeah, she's
and
smart.
And I'm going, I'm going to kill you if you don't lift me up. So eventually she did, and it stopped. So, yeah, that was a crazy experience.
Wow.
That was the recharge I've been praying for, so I thought.
But look at the journey you've been on.
I know.
So, can I ask, before that incident, though, you'd already started riding, hadn't you?
No, actually, I used to ride as a teenager.
No, sorry, I said writing.
Oh, writing. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I had been writing because I'd had some other experiences. And near enough in a similar way, where my friend said, oh, you're a writer, why don't you write about it? Prior to that, I had some experiences and I felt I needed to share that with other people so they could benefit from it.
Yep.
So my first book, My Story of Survival, and that title was picked by my naturopath. He said, oh, your story is a story of survival.
Yeah.
And I go, that's cool. And so my first book was written because I had massive problems, digestive problems, like big time.
Yep.
And for 5 years, I survived on 10 ingredients, and that was for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then after 5 years, I thought, oh, maybe someone could benefit.
Yes.
So I decided to write about it. And indeed, the book was published and lots of people benefited. So that was.
So you didn't wake up, you didn't like grow up thinking, I want to be an author one day.
Actually, I used it as a little kid. You know, you get these tiny little flip books, you know, these flip books and you do.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, and I used to do that. Yeah. I've always wanted to write. I've written articles for magazines. My first real book was called How Not to Raise Kids. That was my first real book. But I published it and then I withdrew it. I go, I'd rather write about good stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how, because I've found this has happened to me too, that sometimes through events that are out of your control, which can be negative events, it pulls you back onto the right path that you're supposed to be.
Yes.
So you're on the writing journey.
Yes.
And you're in a situation where you are forced to have to sit and think and be creative.
Yes, very much.
I'm really excited to actually have a look at your book that you're going to be talking to the audience at Community Cubed.
Mm-hmm.
This one, which is, I'll get you to read the title for me.
Okay. It's called The Holy Grail of Book Launching.
Yeah. It's something that I think I'd be interested in because I'd also like to write a book one day, right. But, you know, even just for me.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're amazing, Mimi. You're just a beautiful person and you're sharing, you know, you're not doing this to become a multimillionaire. No. Like, I hope you do.
Yeah, me too. But no, actually, it has to do with your definition of success. What's that? And I just like to share. That's really it. So I just put a few dollars on the books. I don't, you know, there's not much profit there. That's not what I'm after.
Yep. So the big question is, where do people find your books?
Okay.
Like, how do they buy them?
There's a couple of ways. You can go to Amazon, type in Mimi Emmanuel. Yep. I should come up.
Yes.
And then there's a choice, you know, for what I've written so far. Or you can go to my website and the books are also listed on my website.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll put a link to those on the blog.
Yes.
Is there anywhere locally that we can find, in Fraser Coast, that we can find your books?
Well, we did drop some off at the library, didn't we, Sunrise? Yeah. That's about it, really.
That's it.
I've just been writing. I haven't been promoting or anything.
Yeah, no. I'll do that for you for free.
Thank you. Awesome.
Well, Mimi, that's pretty much a podcast.
Brilliant.
So you've nailed
thank
it.
You.
And all the books that you've written, I'll share in my little blurb about you.
Right.
And I'd encourage anybody who's thinking about writing or maybe thinking, oh, I've written a book and I want to know how to turn that into a published book, have a look at Mimi's book. So you may find it in the library. Otherwise, you can order it through Mimi or on Amazon. So thank you again. And I hope to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Another beautiful person that I've met.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye
you.
For now.
Bye-bye.